I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Monday will mark the opening day of spring gobbler season in West Virginia. We'll get a preview of how things may go coming up in a moment.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Hi, I'm Rich Goose Gossage. As a former Major League relief pitcher, I've had my share of great saves. But none were as important as the saves I've made here. As an outdoor enthusiast and life member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, I'm helping to protect and enhance millions of acres of wildlife habitat across North America. And you can too.
Be the future of elk country. Visit elkfoundation.org or call 1-800-CALL-ELK.
Monday begins the four-week spring gobbler hunting season in West Virginia. Hunters clad in their camouflage are going to be doing their very best imitation of a turkey in search of a mate, in hope of luring in a gobbler looking for love. DNR biologist Gary Sharp says there are plenty of birds out there to answer that call.
There's plenty of turkeys out there. Today, unlike 30 years ago, it is not hard to find a turkey sign or a place to hunt. You know, birds are gobbling pretty good now. So this is the time of the year to get out there and find where they are.
Now, the turkey population in West Virginia moves up and down year in and year out. That's largely based on the weather the state has endured during spring nesting and not so much about the moving of turkeys.
The wild turkey trap and transplant program was actually completed in West Virginia in 1989 with a stocking on Horsepin Mountain in Mingo County. And pretty much the states in the east are finished with turkey relocating because the population now exists just about everywhere that it can.
And Sharp says right now turkey hens are entering into a very critical period.
Well, right now we're in the breeding and egg laying state, and then our turkey season, which comes in this year on April the 27th. It's set to sort of coincide with the onset of incubation. So right now, adult hens are in the area where they are egg laying and where they are going to nest.
And beyond the new broods that were hatched last year, Sharp says last year's opening week allowed a lot of the older gobblers to get even older.
Last year, during the first week, we had some pretty rainy weather. So theoretically, the gobblers that didn't get harvested in last year's season are still out there because gobbler mortality is really relatively low. And then the harvest is usually made up mostly of two-year-old birds, and we had a good brood production in 2007. So there ought to be a lot of two-year-old birds out there available to hunters. So this really ought to be a good year.
Well, the season opens Monday morning at daylight and runs for 4 weeks. Hunting each day has to end at 1 o'clock. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.